Simple as that. Now let's get fucking started. I think that's all I wanted to say at the outset. How about a drink?
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. I straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. I had motor trouble, it turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Well, right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham, smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. Now people are there who care a little about me and they won't let the poor boy down.
Pick that shit up, man. Let's go. We got a lot to cover. Of course, we launched Pain.TV on Friday, and it's going swimmingly. And if I thought the intel was flowing before that, I checked in on it throughout the weekend. The Young Bucks were here running the ship. They get a couple days off now. The old man's back. You thought the intel was flowing before. It's really flowing now. So join up, Pain.TV. You get news and social media and intel. It's basically an intel operation right now. It functions much like an intel operation, much like a task force we would build or an internal intranet back in the day. You put smart people together and good things happen. You see what happens when you put dumb people together. You see it every day. They're the people in charge of you. If you let them be in charge of you. I told you folks a long time ago, don't fucking pay any attention to these people. Sure, sometimes you have to pretend that you are compliant to go along to get along, but for the most part, don't. Don't play into their fantasy bullshit. And less people are. First story will detail that. Americans defy the CDC's mask recommendations across the country. Americans are defying the Center for Disease. Chinese coronavirus mask recommendations across the country after the agency burdened citizens with them Tuesday. It's been almost a week and people are like, fuck off. Walensky, what a lightweight. We exposed her last week. What a great song. It was not intentionally timed. Just popped on. Just in the playlist. She relied on the old man's money. CDC Director Walensky. Old man's intelligence connections. We exposed her last week as a deep state darling. Another cutout. Daddy's little girl. Following in her dad's footsteps. These dudes think they're pretty slick. Yeah, I work with some slick fucking cats too, man. We were pretty slick too back in our day. You won't sit there on TV, Walensky. You want to bullshit people. You're not bullshitting me. You're not even good at it either. I mean, your dad was a fucking pro. You're just a rich girl. That's all you are. When all the fancy schools, they teach you bullshit, but they can't teach you tradecraft. You should have went to acting class. And now people are telling you, fuck off. You're not convincing. A few Americans are masking up to meet the demands of the CDC in cities like Estonia, North Carolina, Des Moines, Iowa, Tampa Bay, Florida, Twin Cities, Minnesota, Denver, Colorado. It's nowhere near as common as it was in the winter. Attitudes about wearing masks are mixed. Most people are just fed up with having to be careful and ready to return to normal life. There's a familiar tension between urban and rural areas in many states. An individual in Missouri told Axios most people will not go back to wearing masks. I seriously doubt most people are going back to wearing masks everywhere and staying home. This week I picked up a pizza in Jane, Missouri, and saw no workers or customers wearing masks, the person stated. New York Post has published an article over the weekend highlighting the pent-up frustration and resentment over the inconvenience and loss of freedom from being forced to wear mask coverings. Pent-up frustration? What about the medical fucking issues? Everywhere from a rash on your face to ingesting your own carbon all day? Let's put masks on kids again so they can't breathe. That's real fucking humane. This is who we're dealing with. An agency who wants to put masks on little kids, grade schoolers, who are not at risk whatsoever of getting seriously sick and dying. Actually, a virologist like Dr. Judy Mikovits I've interviewed would counter argue that the masks create more of a health hazard and can make a kid or an adult sicker than they would if they didn't wear a mask at all. Oh, now you understand why the government's making you do it. They're out to help you get really sick, jack their numbers up. They ran a pretty comprehensive scheme since early 2020, but people aren't falling for it. Now, a number of people are because they're stupid people, but more and more people who were all gung-ho about wearing the mask and social distancing and getting their jabs are now seeing that it's been a fucking sham. One, people are getting sick who have gotten all their concoctions from Big Pharma. That's number one. Two, the powers that be are telling them, well, you got all your concoctions, but you still have to mask up. What? And you can't go anywhere. You might get locked down again. Well, it's a good thing I got my injections then, isn't it? That could tend to make you a little pissed off, couldn't it? And people are getting pissed. Plus, I think people are angry about being lectured by government officials who claim from the mountaintop to be smarter than you, and they clearly are not smarter. They clearly are not. I don't know where you folks work, but if you went into work and you made massive, bold statements in a presentation or some type of a client interaction or made crazy representations, and then every week you had to walk them back and apologize. Actually, they don't even apologize. Only decent people apologize, and there's no decent people involved in this process. If you make crazy statements and the next week you had to do a 180, and this happens every fucking week? Yeah. Tell me again how these government health officials are brighter than we are. It's a nonstop on again, off again bullshit claims on masks and injections. It's nonstop, and people are fucking tired of it. Period. I saw it myself. I don't know why this song is in the playlist. Should we stick with it? Yeah? All right, fuck it. Def Leppard. Why not? What the hell? A child of the 80s. Like many of you folks are. People are tired of it. Like I saw this weekend, people are like, man, fuck. It was 75, 80 degrees. 75, 77 degrees, low humidity. Beautiful day, sunny. Nobody's wearing masks. Nice, slight breeze. Your mask and stick it up your ass. I tell you, the most twisted thing is you don't have to wear a mask if you get your injections, and then you get the and you're allowed to go out, go to different places if you get your injections. People got their injections, can't go to those places, and you have to wear a mask. That's some cruel shit. What did you expect? This is from the same assholes who said 15 days to flatten the curve. We're headed to 500 days. At what point did you think they were going to tell you the truth? You tell a lie like that, everything else seems smaller. You have a White House who's playing grab ass, basically surrendered to whatever kind of virus du jour they're pumping. Put on the mask, blah, 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 blah. We've talked about this ad nauseum. Let's move on to the next story before I lose my fucking mind. Oh, real quick, well, there was a memo from the CDC that was published. It's interesting to work into this. It was a leaked internal document from the CDC that acknowledged that the agency must move the goalposts of success in full public view while admitting that people were told they no longer needed to wear masks indoors or outdoors if they had been vaccinated. I'd like to see some of the other internal documents from the CDC. I bet you they're fucking, you'll never see them. The shred, you smell that? That's shredder oil. The government shredders, right? Yeah, a little paper shredder in your office. You throw a couple pieces of paper and choose them up. The government shredders have to oil up the blades or they'll start a fire. Special shredder oil. I can smell it from here. I could smell it over the bullshit. Now, you know they're working their shredders overtime. Well, here, perfect example. White House walks back previous statement on possibility of new COVID lockdowns. We talked about this on Hot Wire tonight. We talked about the game that they're playing, and it is a game. It's a game. We'll keep it straight on this. The editors have written a note. This was the announcement from Thursday from the White House. The next story will be the messaging from Friday. Okay. They keep flip-flopping, completely incompetent. I would be worried about whatever grand scheme and plans these people are working on behind the scenes if they weren't so bad at their jobs. I'm still worried about it. Young bucks don't understand sleight of hand. The government. That's okay. You'll get it. I didn't understand it either when I was in my 20s. White House walked back a statement regarding the possibility of enforcing new coronavirus lockdowns due to the spread of the Delta variant. Oh my God, the Delta variant. Has anybody seen the Delta variant? We tried to get an interview last week. We've tried to also get an interview with the Science. Science has been AWOL. And what's the other one? African variant. We can't track down the African variant. The Delta variant. No one knows where the Delta variant is or what it is. And it's the damnedest thing when hospitals don't even have a way to diagnose whether people who come in have the Delta variant. So if hospitals can't diagnose the Delta variant in sick people, how can the CDC compile stats on the Delta variant and claim the Delta variant is spreading when there's no centralized testing to isolate the Delta variant? Don't you forget about me. On Thursday, the dope in the White House spokesperson, dope, Karine Jean-Pierre, during the daily briefing, talked about whether the administration would support future COVID-19 lockdowns. Jean-Pierre replied, saying the Biden administration has not taken potential future lockdowns and school closures off the table. Well, we listen to it. Like I said, we listen to the CDC and the expert and their guidance. You know, the CDC is the body that is very well respected. Oh, where's that at? And we follow again. We follow their guidance. Jean-Pierre responded, another brainiac. This guy sounds like a fucking teenager fumbling around in the back seat with a bra clasp. Can you form a fucking regular sentence? I gotta see where this cement head went to school. I love looking this stuff up. Bear with me for a minute. It's just kind of a fun exercise. I always like to see if they got taught by the same assholes in the asshole factory. You can almost bet they did. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Columbia University. Never fails. She went to Columbia University. She can't form a fucking sentence. I'm impressed. Get the fuck out of here. Jesus. She has a master's degree from the School of International Public Affairs in Columbia University, and she's a stuttering dunce. She's wowing me with that Ivy League fucking sheepskin. You can't even make it up. Then they had to walk it back. They walk it back, okay? Now, I said on Hotwire tonight, the Biden administration in November 2020, November, right after the election, before his inauguration, said Biden personally, it wasn't the Biden administration or the Biden, pre-administration. Biden himself said he could not foresee locking down the country again, and he couldn't foresee keeping kids out of schools and closing schools and things like that. Which is the kiss of death, basically. We talked about it and detailed it on Hotwire, what we think is happening based on some other intelligence that came in over the last few days. So, the White House walked back the statement regarding the possibility of enforcing new coronavirus lockdowns. So this, this dope stuck her foot in her mouth. She had the gall to say this. What bullshit. The president wants to make sure that we are saving lives. The last 6 months, that's he's done every day. And you see that in the numbers. Oh, Biden's saving lives now? In what country? And how much is Hunter being paid for it? Fuck out of here. Joe Biden saving lives. He's saving tapioca from last night's story time for breakfast. Next story, Joe Biden says expect more coronavirus restrictions in all probability. Wait a minute. Editor's note, doesn't this completely contradict your announcements from the previous story? It doesn't matter. It's Joe's world. Relax. Don't do it. Shoot in the right direction. Frankie goes to Hollywood, right? Joey goes to Washington, D.C. What a joke. Resident Joe Biden confirmed over the weekend that Americans should expect more coronavirus-related restrictions as the Delta variant and the virus continue to spread. Like where? I talked to another couple this week and I said, have you seen any data on this Delta variant? They're in the know. They're like, no, there's never any data. I said, exactly. And they don't listen to the show, by the way. Instead, all they do is talk. The media regurgitates it. There's never any proof. There's never any. It's a very prophetic question. If the hospitals don't have the ability to isolate a diagnosis of and for the Delta variant, how can the CDC compile statistics on it spreading or even it existing? Oh, they can't. But Americans are fucking asleep so they can get away with it. And that's why you can have an idiot spokesman for the White House, spokeswoman, stand up there and just mouth nonsense and then walk it back, and the president comes out the same day and contradicts everything that she just said. It's complete insanity. And it's on purpose, by the way. It's on purpose. They want to keep you confused. They want you to check the fuck out. Say, I can't even. These people, I can't do it. I can't do it. And then away they go. One less set of eyes on their crooked asses. Biden spoke about more restrictions on Americans after CBS reporter Weijia Zhang asked him if he expected more restrictions as the virus spreads across the country. In all probability, he replied as he left the White House for a weekend trip to Camp David. That's nice. He also warned that coronavirus cases would continue to rise in the coming weeks. How does he know that? Cases have been going down. Oh, because they're cooking in the books again, yeah. Now, he said that on Friday. Then on Saturday, magically, oh my God. On Saturday, magically, cases were up 300%. Maybe because he knew Delaware was going to do a fucking 2 or 3 week, 4 week dump of data and lump it into the daily statistics. You don't think Joe would know that ahead of time, would you? Biden just spews nonsense. He won't tell you. He fails to explain to Americans why fully vaccinated people have to wear masks and also why fully vaccinated people are getting sick. Biden himself struggled just on Thursday when posed the question with the majority of Americans having been vaccinated. I don't even understand that sentence. Where's this from? Fox. Biden himself struggled on Thursday when posed the question with the majority of Americans having been vaccinated. I think that's a cut and paste job. They probably in copy editing, they moved some paragraphs around and they forgot to move one of the transitions around. Well, whatever. You pick this up on, it's sloppy writing, it's sloppy copy editing. That's okay. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean, I went to Columbia and don't know my ass from a hole in the ground, Pierre, also failed to explain why the administration canceled the weekly briefing with health officials to detail the latest data on the spread of the virus. The wheels are coming off the White House, folks. She said reporters should be satisfied that they heard from Biden himself on the, oh my God, aren't we all satisfied? You know who else hears from Biden on a regular basis? And there's his cabinet when they have meetings, he keeps yelling bingo. B12, bingo! Jesus Christ, get him out of here. Get him a blanket from FDR's room, put him in a chair, get him out of here. Biden got up there and mumbled for 30 minutes, didn't answer any questions. And Jean-Pierre argued that Biden was a trusted voice and a leader of our country, and that should be enough. Oh, my God, I can't even believe I just read this. Well, we go from Call Me Blondie, and we have to take a little break here, do a little transition as a public service announcement for our listeners and viewers.
And now you got to freak me out. Scream so loud, getting fucking laid. You want me to stay, but I got to make my way. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you...
We'll play a little White Room for this lunatic. That was a crazy bitch warning. As a public service. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says we just need two more weeks to stop the Delta variant. Did you fucking hear that? I'm going to be in a white room with you guys before it's over. I'm getting upset. And George is getting angry. Editor's note. 15 days to slow the spread and flatten the curve. Federal government said that in March 2020. We're back to it. Is anybody going to fall for this fucking... this ventriloquist bitch? Actually, she's not the ventriloquist. She's the dummy. And the media just... Oh, yeah. CDC director says 2 weeks to flatten the curve of the Delta variant. Are you fucking insane? The last 2 weeks to flatten the curve... is going on 500 days. You said Walensky lost her mind at the station. Again, she's just a deep state fucking robot. That's all she is. She's not even good at lying. That's what happens when you go to Ivy League schools. I went to Harvard. I'm a pro. Do you understand the pattern? These people all come from the same asshole factories. It's taught by the same assholes. They come out and guess what they are? Assholes, ding, ding, ding. You guessed it. Perhaps CDC director... Rochelle Crybaby Walensky has no sense of irony. You know, I'm going to change your name to Deep State Walensky or NSA Walensky or something like that.